Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, today the scriptures give us a lot to reflect on, and we can only reflect on a little, and when we go away during the week, maybe we will continue to reflect on most of the lessons that the scriptures have for us today. One aspect we would reflect on will be Jesus as the gate to the sheepfold and Jesus as the shepherd. As a shepherd, Jesus was ready to build a good relationship between himself and his sheep. And a good shepherd, really would do all that it takes to drive away harmful animals from the sheep and lead them to greener pastures. And that was exactly what Jesus did. He was ready to fight sin, to fight the devil, to the point of shedding his blood. And having shed his blood, having died on the cross and was buried, he was raised to receive a crown of glory and to be able to have access, to make access for us to God's mercy. So in the second reading, St. Peter, who had walked with Jesus and had known him, despite the fact that at a point he denied him, was able to write to his listeners, and he's entreating us today to be happy when we have done that which is good according to the will of Christ, and we are punished for it. Because Christ himself, though he was not sinful, was ready to suffer for us sinful people. And because of his suffering, we have been set free from the power of evil and to have access to God's mercy. We too should be ready to do so, to suffer in the same manner for the salvation of the world. Now we look at Jesus as the sheep gate, where the true shepherd would pass through to go to meet his sheep. This is a symbol that makes Jesus a friend of his sheep. And every one of us who is a leader or a parent should find himself in this symbol. Jesus, who goes in to meet his sheep through the sheep gate, so are we to our young people. There are thieves, there are robbers around everywhere. But if we have not got good relationship with our people, particularly the young ones, for those of us who are parents, we are allowing them to be taken advantage of by the robbers. In 2003, the first shock I had going away from Ghana was that I saw little children who had smartphones in South Africa. I didn't even have a cell phone at the time. And it is not that it is bad for them to have smartphones, but if you give your child a smartphone, you and I are BBC, born before computer. Okay? They are digital natives, born in the digital age. And you think you are going to have control over them, how they should use the smartphone that you don't know how to use. It's going to be a difficult thing to do. By using the smartphone, it is not that it will make them bad, but there are predators everywhere. There are robbers, the thieves. They climb through the smartphone, that is climbing over the wall. They take advantage of our young ones. And if you have sincere children, they would want to tell you, they will tell you what these predators have been doing in order to get them. Unfortunately, sometimes our relationship with our children is not good. So we allow the thief to climb across the wall instead of calling out the sheep one by one, he is going to prey on them, destroy them, and leave them empty, destroyed, hopeless. So today, as we reflect on Jesus as a shepherd, as the gate to the sheepfold, let us also reflect on our relationship with our children. It is true that we are doing all we can to give them a happy life, but it is not the material goods alone that will give them a happy life. Let us make them trust us so that they will be our friends and be ready to talk to us when they are in trouble. But when we are so hard on them and they have troubles, they prefer to go outside to get a friend and talk to. We are happy that we are doing all that we can, but then the sorrow will be ours when they are not doing the right thing when they are of age. We'll go about crying and weeping. Jesus did not want us to suffer that way, so he was ready to lay down his life for every one of us. Are we ready to sacrifice our happiness, our joy, our time for our children to make them our friends so that they can trust us and that when anything happens in their lives, we will be the first to know? Unfortunately, some of us would not do that. We don't give them the opportunity to trust us. But to their children, we should become like Jesus. Whether we are a mother or a father, we should become like Jesus to them, so that they can trust us all the time. Dear friends, as we go back to our homes, let us remember, if we give them a good life and allow them to know that we are there for them, they will trust us as Peter trusted in Jesus and was able to stand on the day of Pentecost to convince the crowd that this Jesus, whom they had killed, is the one God raised and made him Lord and Savior. Can our children stand up and say, my parents love me so much that they have given me all I want, particularly spiritual formation, moral formation, so that anyone who comes from outside cannot convince me to leave my parents and follow him? So when our society is being destroyed, it is not because the children want to be destroyed, but it's just that they are helpless. We are chasing after material things to make them happy, and we are leaving their spiritual and moral formation aside. But today, Christ is telling us he is the good shepherd. He's ready to lay down his life for every one of us. We should also imitate him. We should be ready to lay down our lives as parents, as leaders for the young ones put in our care. That is the only way we shall receive a crown of glory from Jesus Christ, who came to give us life and give us that life to the full.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.